Now that we've talked about soil characteristics that affect flash flood potential, let's take a look at which land surface characteristics are important to consider, beginning with urbanization. So how does urbanization influence flash flood potential? Urbanization essentially replaces natural, permeable vegetation surfaces with impermeable surfaces such as sidewalks, buildings, and concrete. This is a problem because impervious surfaces are very poor absorbers of water compared to vegetation. For example, when heavy precipitation falls on vegetation and soil, some of that rainfall is partially absorbed. However, when rainfall occurs over urban areas and falls on roofs and sidewalks, rainfall cannot infiltrate those surfaces and is directly converted to runoff. In other words, urbanization reduces infiltration rates and allows runoff to occur much faster over urban areas than non-urban areas. Not only does runoff occur much faster, but the magnitude of that runoff is much greater. Think about the picture shown here. Storm sewers, roads, roofs, and stream channelization culverts all force runoff to occur more quickly at a much greater magnitude due to the combination of all of these. The figure to the right illustrates this, where peak discharge for urban areas occurs much earlier and faster compared to rural areas. Additionally, the magnitude of discharge for urban areas is also much greater than rural areas. To give you an idea, studies have found that urban runoff is 2 to 6 times greater over urban areas compared to rural areas. So the important thing to remember is that urbanized areas greatly increase the potential for flash flooding.